KTO, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 4 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Jim Asendio. There is now a report that the nuclear accident at the Soviet Union's Chernobyl facility in the Ukraine may have happened in the part of the complex that could be producing plutonium for weapons, not in the complex's power-generating unit. Dixie Lee Ray, a former head of the old U.S. Atomic Energy Commission, says her sources at the U.S. Energy Department believe the release of radioactive material into the atmosphere occurred in a plutonium production reactor, not in one that produces electricity. Chernobyl is a four-reactor facility. Nuclear experts in other countries say the mishap could have resulted from a meltdown of a reactor's nuclear fuel. A meltdown occurs when a reactor's fuel core heats up faster than the heat can be dissipated. That can cause the nuclear fuel inside to boil off as radioactive steam that can enter the atmosphere if the building which houses the reactor is not self-contained. The Soviet facility is not self-contained. Dr. Jim McKenzie of the Union of Concerned Scientists says the Soviet accident dwarfs the 1979 accident at the Three Mile Island nuke plant in Pennsylvania.
It dwarfs the Three Mile Island accident. Very little radioactivity got out of the Three Mile Island accident because of this large containment. And as we know, the Soviet reactors have not in the past put these domes on them and until 1980, and these plants were designed earlier than that. So it's kind of the last engineered safeguard to keep the stuff inside. And without it, it was just, when the accident did occur, it just got caught in the winds.
The Soviets are not saying much about the accident. An official announcement noted that there was an accident and that those people affected were being given aid. Columbia University professor and Russian expert Jonathan Sanders was asked why the Soviets felt compelled to at least announce that an accident had occurred.
First of all, I think that they got caught. The radiation was drifting over Scandinavia. Second of all, I do think it is in light of the Gorbachev way of doing things. Third, they don't want to stonewall and look bad in front of their Western European audiences who are paying a lot of attention to what the Soviets are doing. And fourth, they really have a problem and they're going to have to deal with it and they may need their people's help.
Swedish officials were first to notice that something was amiss. They detected high levels of radiation and clouds coming across the Baltic Sea from the Soviet Union. A Soviet foreign ministry spokesman said today that travel to the Ukrainian capital of Kiev might be dangerous, but there was no official word on what U.S. scientists say may have been a meltdown at the nearby Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Now this.
If you lie awake listening to the sound of your clock, you may want help feeling drowsy.
D-R-O-W-S-Y-P-O-Z.
Try Compose.
C-O-M-P-O-Z.
For occasional sleeplessness, just one maximum strength Compose can help you feel drowsy so you can get to sleep faster, get a good night's sleep, and wake up ready to go. Use only as directed. Compose.
C-O-M-P-O-Z.
You're on with Kathy Lawrence. What's your problem?
I've got combination skin.
Well, what makes you think so?
Well, my cheeks are dry as can be, Kathy, but not my forehead. It's all oily.
That's combination skin, all right. You need Cuticura medicated soap.
Cuticura?
Cuticura's combination formula helps soften the dry patches and lifts out excess oil. Fights bacteria, too.
So Cuticura fights oily skin and dry skin?
Right. Cuticura medicated soap works wonders on combination skin. Use only as directed, okay?
A young woman has died in the state of Washington after taking two extra-strength Tylenol capsules. Authorities are trying to determine if foul play was involved. Newsman Larry Strout reports.
At a news conference Monday night, Chief Ted Weatherly said 21-year-old Sandy Lynn Gregory died shortly after taking two Tylenol capsules. Weatherly says preliminary results of an autopsy show her death was not due to natural causes and signs point to cyanide. Weatherly says Gregory apparently took the Tylenol while at a friend's house on Saturday. She died at Sacred Heart Medical Center in Spokane shortly after 4 in the morning on Sunday. Officials are waiting for results from the Washington State Toxicology Lab before being able to determine for sure if cyanide caused the death. Larry Strout for CBS News, Holman, Washington.
More news in a moment.
Sleep, sleep. Will I ever get to sleep?
For occasional sleeplessness, you may want help feeling drowsy.
D-R-O-W-S-Y-P-O-Z.
Try Compose.
C-O-M-P-O-Z.
Just one maximum strength Compose can help you feel drowsy, so you can get to sleep faster, get a good night's sleep, and wake up ready to go. Use only as directed. Compose.
C-O-M-P-O-Z.
You're on with Kathy Lawrence. What's your problem?
My skin is flaky and dry around my cheeks, but my forehead, nose, and chin are oily. By the way, I'm black, Kathy.
You've got combination skin. Part oily, part dry. Try Cuticure medicated soap.
Cuticure?
Cuticure's combination formula helps soothe flaking and dry skin ash while it lifts out excess oil. Fights bacteria, too.
Oh, so Cuticure fights oily and dry skin.
Sure does. Cuticure works wonders on combination skin. Use only as directed, okay?
A spokesman for the Abu Nidal terrorist group has told CBS News that Palestinian guerrillas have targeted a retired U.S. general, an advisor to President Reagan, and a conservative foundation for retaliation in response to the American raid on Libya. The federal aid program for college students already has been cut $215 million in this fiscal year, and education officials say the Graham-Rudman balanced budget law mandates that $500 million more dollars be slashed this coming fiscal year. Jim Asandio, CBS News.
And Joe Haciendio here on this Tuesday. Good morning to you. It's 6 minutes after 4 o'clock. 41 degrees. Oh, we went up one. What do you know? Went up 1 degree. Clear sky out there right now. Well, at 2 o'clock this morning, the temperatures around the nation range from 30 degrees at Butte, Montana, to 78 degrees in Las Vegas. Here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, our high was 61 yesterday. That was, I guess, around midnight, actually. Then it was more or less downhill after that. A normal high is 63, and the record high for the 28th of April was 87, set in 1934 and equal to 1952. Our low yesterday, 41 degrees, which is a normal low. And the record low for the date was 26 degrees, 1907, 1958, 1965. And we had 44 hundredths of an inch of precipitation. For the month to date, we have had 5.45 inches, and that's 3.56 inches above average, above normal, I should say. The average wind speed yesterday was 13.7, the peak 32 miles per hour from the west. Boy, by late afternoon, early evening, that wind was feeling... I went out for a little stroll around the neighborhood, and my hands got... I went about two blocks, and my gosh, I should have worn gloves here. That wind was on the raw side. Well, a year ago today, we had a high of 75. The low was 51. There was no precipitation. And the record high for the date, April 29th, here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, 92 degrees in 1952. The record low was 22 degrees, 1958. Sunrise at 6:06, sunset at 8:60, and a good Tuesday to you. Some light rain showers have developed in central Minnesota between Waconia and Kirkoven, moving to the east about 20 miles an hour. And out of the Fargo National Weather Service, reporting widely scattered light rain showers persisting over a small part of west central and central Minnesota. And you can see those things on the radar here. They're just a little to the west of the Twin Cities. Now we might get some shower here today. We weren't expecting that, really, but as of this moment, the forecast is calling for sunny to partly sunny and warmer today with a high near 65. Increasing cloudiness for Tuesday night. Then there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms developing. A low near 50. How about Wednesday? Well, mostly cloudy and a chance of occasional showers and thunderstorms. A high of 67. How about Thursday then? Well, Thursday is supposed to be mostly sunny. And then variable cloudiness Friday and Saturday with a chance of occasional showers and thunderstorms. What is this? What's going on out there? The highs during that period in the 60s, lows in the 40s. The winds today expected to be west to southwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Right now, as we look around the area, it is 39 at both Fargo and Bismarck, 44 at Sioux Falls, 46 at Aberdeen, 47 at Huron, and 45 at Rapid City. Waterloo now 48, Sioux City 49, Des Moines has a shower and 50. Milwaukee 49, Madison 45, Green Bay was not available. All right for you, Green Bay. Just for that, I won't like the Packers anymore. Chicago now, 45 degrees. Sault Ste. Marie, 48. And in Minnesota, International Falls, mostly cloudy, 34. Duluth now is partly cloudy, 37. Rochester, clear, and 42. And Minneapolis, St. Paul, we have a clear sky. Pressure is 29.82 inches, and the pressure rising. Humidity at 96%. The wind, southwest at 5. And the temperature, 41 degrees, just about 10 minutes after 4. time is now 14 after 4, and our time is your time. We're clear, 41 degrees here in Minneapolis-St. Paul area. A Miami lawyer by the name of Brett Clark was stopped in his tracks when he appealed a $100 fine for speeding to the U.S. Supreme Court. He took it all the way to the highest court in the land. The appeal apparently didn't sit too well with the Chief Justice, Warren Burger. Mr. Burger issued a stinging denial, calling Miami lawyer Brett Clark and his actions utterly frivolous. And he said Clark is lucky he's still allowed to practice law for doing what he did. Clark had been ordered by a lower court to pay an additional $100 court fee for continuing to press the speeding ticket. He received that in Florida back in 1982. Well, he had unsuccessfully appealed five times through the Florida state courts and finally got it up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And Justice Burger says, or Chief Justice Burger says, if he had been the lower court judge, he says, I would have fined Clark $1,000. Now get out of here. Taking it all the way to the Supreme Court, appealing a $100 fine. Well, I guess it's... Sometimes they don't even won't even hear it. They'll just say, I'm not even going to hear the thing. Throw it back to the lower court. Well, 15 after 4 o'clock here at WCCO Radio, and we'll bring you a look at the sports scene in just a minute.
Hi, this is Franklin Hobbs. You know, when you're retired, managing and investing your nest egg is no simple matter. Money matters certainly are more complex and confusing these days. That's why I recommend you attend a special seminar called How to Keep Your Money from Retiring When You Do. It's conducted by Webb Arnold Markman and Company, one of the most prominent, experienced, and respected financial planning firms in this area. Now, don't expect any magic solutions, but you will get practical, down-to-earth advice, information that's going to help you pick the right mix of investments, facts to give you the best potential for high income without high risk. Call 925-9261 to make your reservation. The seminar is free, but seating is limited, so call Webb Arnold Markman today at 925-9261.
Look for the seminar announcement in the Marketplace section of Monday and Tuesday's Star and Tribune. Securities through Private Ledger Financial Services.
And good morning to you from WCCO. Well, in baseball, the Twins were off last night. No action there, so they'll be in New York tonight. We have a game here on CCO beginning at 6:15. And for the Minnesota Twins tonight, John Butcher going. He will be opposed by Ron Guidry. Guidry's 3-0. So he's working out there. 6:15 tonight here on CCO Radio. Not a lot of action in baseball last night. In fact, no games in the American League. In the National, St. Louis Cards defeated San Francisco 5-4 in 12 innings. Kind of a Vince Coleman night last night. Coleman had three hits. He scored two runs. He stole two bases. He drove in the winning run. What more could you ask? The Chicago Cubs edged San Diego 4-3, and the Dodgers behind Valenzuela defeated Pittsburgh 2-1. And that was the baseball scene. In the National Hockey League, it was Toronto over the St. Louis Blues, 5-3, so that series is tied at three games apiece now. And Edmonton came from behind to whip Calgary last night, 5-2, and that series tied at three games apiece. The Philadelphia 76ers and the Milwaukee Bucks, two familiar postseason rivals, open their best-of-seven playoff series in Milwaukee tonight. The Philadelphia 76ers have eliminated the Milwaukee Bucks for the past 5 years. But it might be a little different this year. For one thing, Philadelphia's without Moses Malone and Andrew Toney, both having injuries. And other than that, why, the Sixers could have a little psychological edge. The Boston Celtics will host Atlanta tonight, game two of that series. Boston won the opener. And Houston entertains Denver. And the Montreal Canadiens will host the Hartford Whalers tonight in the seventh and deciding game of that Stanley Cup series. Cotton Fitzsimmons is out as the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. His team lost 24 of its last 29 games in the regular season and then lost three straight to the L.A. Lakers in the playoffs. So the owners say, Cotton, we've had enough of you. Oot. So So Cotton Fitzsimmons looking for a job now. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are expected to make Heisman Trophy winner Bo Jackson of Auburn the number one pick in today's National Football League draft. Atlanta has the second pick, followed by Houston, Indianapolis, and St. Louis. And, of course, our Minnesota Vikings will be looking over the choices there. I wouldn't be surprised if they struck some kind of a deal with Houston. Let me see here. Tampa Bay looking at Bo Jackson. And Bo's also, you know, considering a baseball career, too. He'll probably play one against the other there. And Atlanta is expected to take Oklahoma nose tackle Tony Casillas. Barring a trade, the Houston Oilers indicate they will select Purdue quarterback Jim Everett with the third overall pick. And that's where the Vikings might come in. They have been interested, shown some interest, I guess, in Jim Everett, haven't they? On the eve of the draft, the Indianapolis Colts obtained quarterback Gary Hogeboom from the Dallas Cowboys in a deal that also involved an exchange of second-round draft choices. Hogeboom had asked the Cowboys to trade him after starting behind Danny White for most of his 6 years in Dallas. And on the college football scene, Wisconsin football coach Dave McClain is dead at the age of 48. Dave McClain suffered a heart attack yesterday afternoon following what Wisconsin University officials described as a routine workout. In 8 seasons at Wisconsin, McClain's Badgers won 46 games, lost 42, and had 3 ties. So Dave McClain dying yesterday from a heart attack. In college baseball, a couple of scores there. The Minnesota Gophers took 2 from Northwestern yesterday, 7-4 and 3-2. That puts the Gophers' record at 29-12 overall, 7-1 in Big Ten play. In Gopher women softball, the Gopher women defeated Iowa State in the first of a doubleheader 1-0, and then Iowa State took the nightcap 3-1. The time is 21 after 4 o'clock, and it's clear over Minneapolis-St. Paul. 41 is the present temperature reading. Here is Dionne Warwick with Old Heartbreaker. What other people call junk, J.L. Garrison down in Rossville, Tennessee, calls his museum. Well, you see, J.L. Garrison says, I had an old granddaddy once who said, if you see an old washboard or a nut, pick it up. You'll eventually need it, or somebody will. For 17 years, he's been adding other people's junk to the collection he calls his Memory Trail Antique Museum. Yes, sir, J.L. Garrison says, I never walked over anything or pushed it aside, but the good stuff was what I was really looking for. Garrison operates his business near downtown Rossville, Tennessee. Visitors come through there, they browse through the clutter while listening to a 78 record. If they find something they like, a deal can be made. Bottles, wagon wheels, coins, dolls, and various pieces of old farm equipment are available, along with Elvis Presley memorabilia and green and white utility pole insulators for $1.50 each. Garrison says they make spiffy candle holders or paperweights, and he ought to know. He says he has collected 20,000 of them over the years. Yes, sir, what other people step over or kick aside, why, he picks it up. It's 25 and a half minutes after 4, 41 degrees now.
This is Franklin Hobbs. For more than a little bit of time, I have been telling you about Comfort Rest adjustable beds, how they allow you to sleep better, relieve those swollen legs and feet, eliminate morning backaches, and help lessen the stress of asthma and hiatal hernia. Now, I want you to try a Comfort Rest adjustable bed, and when you do, we have a very pleasant surprise for you. Now at Comfort Rest, you can save 33 1/3% on the purchase price. I hope you'll visit Comfort Rest at 5005 University, just 4 blocks south of 694. Once more, 5005 University, just 4 blocks south of 694 Columbia Heights. You can rest assured, ComfoRest has my personal endorsement, my personal recommendation. I hope you will visit them soon. And tell them that Hobbs sent you.
Hobbs sent me.
Okie dokie.
I don't know who's going to send State Highway Patrol Chief Colonel Roger Letting, but he'll be in today. Probably going to send himself, huh? He'll be in on the Boone Show this morning. And talking with Charlie about how you can live longer. More than one way. One way to helping yourself along to an older age is by not having a bad auto accident. So he'll be talking about that, I'm sure. Colonel Roger Letting. Well, Larry Holmes is still miffed, if that's the proper word. Are you still miffed, Larry?
I'm still miffed.
About losing an April 19 split decision to Michael Spinks. His attorney says he has asked Nevada's attorney general to look into that decision. In addition, official letters of protest have been filed with the International Boxing Federation and Nevada State Athletic Commission complaining of what attorney Charles Spaziani calls glaring errors on the scorecards. And Mr. Holmes is miffed. I'll bet he didn't even use that word, huh? I'll bet he didn't use the word miffed. Changing roles in the family and the marketplace are on the minds of today's women. What is real power and success? Well, you get your answers, and you can share some thoughts with others at the 14th Annual Women in Business Seminar. This will be Thursday, the 1st of May, in Bloomington. For registration information and a list of guest speakers, call 374-4852, 374-4852. The seminar is sponsored by sales and marketing executives of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Just about 3 minutes or so, Sherry Ackerman will join us for a look at the weather. And right now, Ferranti and Teicher with Disney Girls. And Teicher on WCCO Radio, where it's now 28 minutes before 5. We're located here at St. Paul, Minneapolis. Well, let's go to the Weather Center now. And, I just glanced over at the radar screen. I see that little blue blob on the screen is almost to the Twin City. In fact, I guess part of it is in the Twin Cities area now, Sherry.
Yes, sir.
Any reports of any moisture coming down?
Haven't had any.
It's not anything, it doesn't look anything heavy anyway, so.
No,
but it's just kind of dampened the ground for us, right?
Yes,
so we need that.
Just based on what I'm seeing on satellite, I think it's going to be a trend today. Yeah. Every now and then, there'll be something appearing on radar, uh-huh. And it'll hit some part of CCO land, and then it'll be gone. So we're going to call it isolated showers and thunderstorms today. And that means less than a 20% chance, typically. But don't see a lot of major changes in the forecast. Temperatures tomorrow, Wednesday, will be slightly cooler, mainly due to the clouds and the showers. The chance for showers and thunderstorms is going to be a little stronger tonight than originally forecast. But aside from that, I don't see any other real major changes. I'll get to the whole forecast in just a moment. Right now, though, aside from these showers that are right in central Minnesota drifting into the Twin Cities, and the area is very small, by the way, this started out in central North Dakota last evening, and as it moved into southeastern North Dakota, it ended up into a pretty feisty thunderstorm, and then it just has sort of diminished in intensity and size as it has moved down our way. But that's moving roughly southeastward at about 25 to 35 miles an hour, and it has diminished quite a bit in size, so it's going to drop a few sprinkles, and that'll be about it. Also, some showers reported around the Des Moines area, and that's another small batch of clouds that's just sort of floated on through. Most of the rest of CCO land, though, is clear to partly cloudy this morning. Temperatures go as cool as 34 at International Falls, and as warm as 50 in both Des Moines and Ottumwa, Iowa. Across the five states during the day, there will be some patchy clouds here and there, but most of CCO land will see some good solid sunshine today along with the clouds. And temperatures will be running in the 50s in the northern part of our state. 60s central and south. We might even see a few low 70s in the southwest part of Minnesota. And the rest of CCO land will be basically 60s over the northern half of the region, 70s over the south. Tonight and tomorrow, the disturbance that's going to kick off some of these showers and thunderstorms to the west of us today, and isolated showers around here, that disturbance will come further eastward, and that will bring us a pretty good chance of some rain during the nighttime hours that will gradually taper off on Wednesday. But temperatures around here will be a little bit cooler for Wednesday. In the Twin Cities area, partly cloudy today, isolated showers and thunderstorms, and highs near 65. Tonight, cloudy and windy, a good chance of some showers and thunderstorms, and lows around 50. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy and windy with a chance of morning showers and highs around 60. Our winds southwesterly, 8 to 18 for today, then south to southeast at 10 to 20 for tonight. And right now in Pierce, South Dakota, partly cloudy, 43 degrees. Redwood Falls is partly cloudy, 46. Twin Cities area, well, we're getting some clouds in along with these showers in the western metro at the moment. Our winds are southwest at 5. The barometer is rising from 29.82. 96% is the relative humidity, and we have 41 degrees.
All right, I caught that. Changes in the four isolated showers today, huh?
Mm-hmm.
65, cloudy and windy tonight. Chance of showers and thunder 50. And, you know, chance of thunderstorms tomorrow with 60 for high.
Yes.
Get that all right? You notice they kind of mouth some of that.
Right.
I was paying attention, though. Thank you, Sherry. Good day to you. She will be back quarter after 5 here with Mr. Lilligren at the top of the morning. And then Rod Erickson and Bill Farmer and Ray Christensen. And Steve Murphy. Steve's in the newsroom. Ray's here now. Where's Chuck? If I see him anywhere? Nope, don't see Chuck yet. What may be North America's last World's Fair of the Century, Expo 86 opens its gates with great fanfare May 2nd in Vancouver, British Columbia. Following years of preparation and struggles with labor and management and leaky pavilion roofs, millions of tourists will be catapulted into the future and return to the past as they visit high-tech, hands-on displays of transportation and communication. World in motion, world in touch is the theme. And visitors will see what fair officials say will go into the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's largest hockey stick and puck, 200 feet tall and 10 feet wide, respectively. Japan will offer a model of a city with 20,000 moving pieces. West Germany will have a computerized Mercedes-Benz for the armless, operated by mouth, voice, and foot. Belgium will present a model of an immense ship-lifting elevator that could make locks obsolete. The United States and the Soviet Union will present space displays. And visitors also will see the Ramses II exhibit, 67 objects from the 1290 to 1223 B.C. reign of Egyptian pharaoh Ramses II, that's on tour for the first time outside of Cairo. Britain's Prince Charles and Princess Diana will be on hand for the opening ceremonies with Prime Minister Brian Mulroney. And the fair closes October 13th. 49 countries will be represented. Expo 86 will cost $1.1 billion. And organizers expect it to lose more than $216 million, a price that the British Columbia government, which is subsidizing the fair, considers worth paying. And they've had their problems there. Construction workers have walked off the job more than once for what they say was unfair competition between union and non-union contractors. A group of University of British Columbia economists blasted the exposition, saying investment in renewable resources would be far more beneficial to the province's economy than having a lot of visitors. The Expo president, Michael Bartlett, lost his job last summer. It was the last in a series of problems at the top management level. And some of the roofs of prefabricated modules used for all international pavilions began to leak late last year, but they have been fixed up now. Angry downtown residents being evicted from hotels that are hiking rents by as much as 600%. They threw eggs eggs at the president of Expo and also the mayor. The tenants were holding a meeting, and they started tossing eggs at the mayor and the president of the Expo 86. Oh, goodness sake. So they've had their problems, huh? Well, I hope you won't go out and toss eggs and things around here, but if you are sick and tired of paying Minnesota income tax on top of federal income tax, for the first time, you can now invest in an actively managed, insured mutual fund and not pay a dime of state or federal taxes on your monthly dividends. The Franklin, Minnesota, the insured tax-free income fund, offers you double tax-free income from a portfolio of insured municipal bonds issued in Minnesota. And although the fund's shares are subject to market fluctuations, each municipal bond in this portfolio is insured, guaranteeing timely payments of principal and interest. It's the Franklin, Minnesota Insured Tax-Free Income Fund. So you have a great way to boost your after-tax investment income. If you'd like to call us right now at WCCO, 370-0611, great. We get your name and address. See that you receive that free prospectus containing more complete information, including the charges and expenses. But they want you to at least get it in your hand, you know, and read it over carefully before you invest or send money. So call us now if you'd like at 370-0611. We'll take your name and address. That's the Franklin, Minnesota Insured Tax-Free Income Fund. No obligation, but get the information. It's 19 and a half before 5 o'clock, 41 degrees here, clear sky. The Nightingale sang in Barclay Square. That was Sid Lawrence Band with Kevin Kent on vocals. And Kevin Kent, I want to compliment you. When you sing, you have I detect very little, if any, British accent at all. You see, he's really...
That's right, Mac. I try to sing the way Frank Sinatra does. That's the reason you don't detect any British accent.
Okay, it's 15 now before 5 o'clock.
This is Hobbs. I'd like you to answer this question. What do you think is one of the most important rooms in your home? If you said the kitchen, you're absolutely right. Real estate professionals will tell you that the kitchen has a significant influence on the resale value of a property. Let me introduce you to Kitchens by Phoenix, recognized throughout this area for their ability to create the most imaginative, work-saving new kitchens and kitchen refacing. When you work with Kitchens by Phoenix, I can assure you superb quality, innovative yet practical design at very affordable price. If you're about to sell your home or about to move into a new location, maximize your home value by revitalizing the kitchen first. It certainly pays big dividends. Call Kitchens by Phoenix for a free estimate, 822-6002. And, of course, financing is available to you. Quality at an affordable price. Kitchens by Phoenix.
Taking the bus in Fauston, Minnesota means more than getting off at the stop nearest the place you want to go. Yes, for 25 cents, Al Wallen, who drives the lone bus in Fauston, Minnesota, will take you right to the door. The bus operates without schedule or established routes, and Wallen even helps passengers carry the groceries indoors. How about that? The city had 1,015 passengers in February, according to Lois Rinning, or Reining, who acts as the bus dispatcher. She and Wallen communicate by two-way radio. And something the old bus takes you right to the door. That's kind of, remember when I was a kid growing up, my dad used to, my dad was a councilman up in Superior, and the bus would make us, well, they had to make a stop there, where, about a block from where we lived. So the bus driver would just kind of swing right around the block and stop right across the street and let them out in the middle of the block there. I don't know, that was probably not official, official stop point, but anyway, the bus driver used to stop there and let them out, so it's the last. He was usually late at night coming home from work, you know, and so he'd, I suppose he figured, well, I'll let the guy out right across the street from his house. One is this here, a little note Michelle brought in to me. A lady called in from Franklin, wants you to play Stranger on the Shore or Cry Me a River because we are so old. We're surrounded by water on three sides, so she likes to hear stranger on the shore or cry me a river, huh? Well, I'm not sure I'll be able to find it in... I only have about 12 minutes to go here this morning. Both good songs. Also, maybe tomorrow night I can do that, huh? Stranger on the shore, I'll say. We have a clear sky, 41 degrees right now, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Partly cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms and a high near 65. Tonight, cloudy and windy, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 50. And then for Wednesday, mostly cloudy and windy with a chance of morning showers, a high of 60. The wind southwest, 8 to 18 today, and south to southeast, 10 to 20 tonight. They're going to get stronger at night. Right now, the wind is from the southwest to just 5, humidity 96%, and it's 41 degrees.
Give someone you love Liberace for Mother's Day. Liberace brings his all-new production to Northrop Auditorium Wednesday through Sunday, May 7th to 11th, Mother's Day week. See Liberace's own cars, his rhinestone piano, and much, much more. As for the heart of the show, the music, Liberace will perform beautiful pop standards and classical favorites spanning his four decades as an entertainer. Liberace, six shows only, May 7th to 11th. Call 371-5656 for tickets.
Oh, the music is over. All right, let's bring in Lena Horne here with Gabor Szabo and watch what happens.
Cold. Now I can't believe your heart is cold.
Watch What Happens. That was Gabor Szabo backing Lena Horne. If I remember correctly, was from Hungary. Outstanding guitarist who died just a couple years ago here, Gabor Szabo. 7 minutes before 5 o'clock. Good morning. It's a Tuesday, April 29th, sunrise 6:06. We have 41 degrees right now. Partly cloudy, some isolated showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 65. The sky is clear above us. The wind is southwest at 5. It's 41 degrees.
Hobbs here with word of something very, very special for those of you who spend agonizing days, sleepless nights, suffering the pain of arthritis, neuralgia, bursitis, muscular pain. I want you to pay attention. This product is new to this area. It's called Mineral Ice. You got that? Mineral Ice. And believe me, it works. Mineral Ice goes right to work, right now. It's a cool, refreshing blue mineral gel that penetrates deeply and quickly. No messy grease, no stain, no unpleasant odor. Now look, I've seen literally hundreds of letters of praise from doctors, from athletic trainers, at leading colleges and universities all over the country. Mineral Ice is indeed clinically and medically proven. I say, stop the pill popping. Get to the pain quickly. Get Mineral Ice, and here's where you'll find it.
Mineral Ice, the pain fighter, is a product of the Biopractic Group and is at all Erickson Value, Snyder and Eagle Drugs, Merit Plus, K-All Foods, Nutrition World, and Walgreens.
In the news this morning, President Reagan is on his way to Indonesia after a fueling stop in Guam. Reagan will spend 3 days on the Indonesian resort island of Bali, meeting with foreign ministers of 6 of America's Asian trading partners. An iron curtain surrounds the Soviet Union when it comes to information about the nuclear accident in the Ukraine. The Soviet news agency TASS has confirmed that a nuclear reactor accident took place, but it is not saying if anyone was killed or injured. And the U.S. aircraft carrier Enterprise is in the Suez Canal heading toward the Mediterranean. For a while, the U.S. will have 3 carriers in the region, giving the 6th Fleet plenty of air power for any new strikes on Libya. An Air Force plane will carry the remains of the 7 Challenger astronauts to Delaware this morning, where they will be turned over to their families for burial. And we'll have more on these stories from CBS in about 4.5 minutes. That will be at 5 o'clock. Clear sky and 41 degrees now.
Hi, this is Franklin Hobbs. If you're retired or fast approaching retirement, I'll bet you spend a lot of time thinking about money and investments. But you know, many of your investment questions and concerns can be resolved by scheduling a consultation with Webb Arnold Markman & Company.
The folks at Webb Arnold Markman are skilled, experienced, and respected financial planners. They specialize in working with people who are retired or fast approaching retirement. Whether you're looking for high current income, growth of capital, tax relief, or a combination of these, Webb Arnold Markman can help you chart an investment course that is tailored for you. Your financial security is vital to you. Don't put it off any longer. Call Webb Arnold Markman and Company today at 925-9261. That's 925-9261.
Securities through Private Ledger Financial Services.
That's Mr. Don Ewell at the piano with Honeysuckle Rose. A thought for the day supplied by the great German philosopher Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel. What was it you said, Mr. Hegel?
What I said was, what experience and history teach is this, that people and government have never learned anything from history. That's what I said.
You had another great thought. What was that one?
Oh, that was the one that monkeys is the craziest people.
I like that one better. Thank you for joining us. Have a good Tuesday. This is the 29th. Right now, 41 degrees.